songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. My, oh my, that was about 2 minutes of silence, and I deeply apologize. We're experimenting tonight here on Minnesota Homebrew. This is my very first, after 5.5 years, doing a show all about myself. And it's kind of hard for me because I don't really have a lot of self-confidence. So let's start out with a song called Blip. I know you were sitting there saying, what in the world happened? You know what I did? I didn't turn up the faders. Story of my musical life. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. This is Minnesota Homebrew. Every day of my life, I keep building away, laying brick after brick on the wall. Redesigning a dream that refuses to die, 'cause a life with no dream isn't life at all. Sure, I know that I could have worked harder, and I could have added more cars to my train. But I thought of myself as the engine that could keep a chugging along if I used my brain. And I may never make the front pages, have my name plastered up on a wall. I might be a blip on the radar, just a blip, but I'm hip to it all. Just a blip, but I'm hip to it all. Just a blip, but I'm hip to it all. Lots of people jump into the pool of life, break the surface and make a big splash. I slip into the water unnoticeably, even leaving a ripple would be too brash. And I may never gain notoriety, but at least I can die standing tall. I might be a blip on the radar, just a blip, but I'm hip to it all. Just a blip, but I'm hip to it all. Just a blip, but I'm hip to it all. So I'll never stop trying, I'll never lose heart, never have me a moment of doubt. 'Cause what anyone needs to be happy in life is to have something that he can be excited about. So when you write my obituary, please say I was true to the call. I might be a blip on the radar, just a blip, but I'm hip to it all. Just a blip, but I'm hip to it all. Just a blip, but I'm hip to it all. Just a blip, but I'm hip to it all. Well, yours truly, Carl Enbehalm. What do I say about myself? Songwriter sometimes, and not much lately, but started writing music back about when I was 12. I wrote a song about one of my mother's neighbors. I wrote a song about my dog, and then I bought an acoustic guitar, and the rest is history. Although I have yet to get a blip on the radar. My musical life started really, my mother had a violin, but I never remember her playing it. I listened to a lot of pop music because I had older brothers and a sister. And my mother loved big band music, and she was very musical, singing all over the house. My dad, I don't think, could hold a note in a safe deposit box. But he seemed to like this honky-tonk country kind of, Kitty Wells, Hank Williams, that sort of thing. And he signed me up for accordion lessons. I took accordion lessons from Mrs. Clarence Prokop by Century, Wisconsin, for just a couple years. In junior high, I tried the alto saxophone, and that sure didn't go over very well because nobody wanted to hear me practicing. And then my brother got into a band back about 63, and before you knew it, I was playing guitar. I'll t- tell about that a little bit later. Well, actually, I should say something right now about it. I joined his band, the Termodons. That was short-lived because I think they were on their tail end. So then I joined a group called the Esquires from North Branch and Taylor's Falls, Minnesota. And my drummer was Donnie Karski. And I wrote this song about 10 years ago about Donnie because he wanted us to do steps, coordinated steps on stage. And I didn't like the thought of that because I was trying to be cool. And every once in a while, I'd just stop stepping, and he'd whisper over, a loud whisper, "Do your steps! Do your steps!" That's what this song is about. Let's get that capo off the guitar. I'll get your attention with a rap on the snare. There's an impression to be made out there. Do your steps. The girls are huddled at the front of the stage. It's small town, but the damn, you're the rage. So do your steps, do your steps. Steps, do your steps. Wanna be famous, watch your P's and Q's. By the way, you need a shine on them shoes. So do your steps. It's time to let the babes know who you are. Go take a break, there's beer in the car. But do your steps, do your steps. Do your steps. Clear from the Mersey to the streets of L.A. They say, there's entertainment in the way that you sway. I know you're thinking that it's mighty square, but if it gets you from here to there, just do your steps, do your steps. Do your steps, do your steps. The world's got you thinking, don't hurry, boy, there's time to kill. Both know that you get nowhere by standing still. You're really flying now, your feet are in sync. That's why I'm giving you a smile and a wink. When you do your steps, I know you've heard it, but it's true when they say, better to wear out than rust away. So do your steps, do your steps. 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 Yeah, and you know, I'm going to take just a little pause here. Beg your forgiveness. I got a hoodie on and it's really warm in here. There we go. Just as smooth as silk. After the Esquires, that was short-lived too because our lead singer, Art Madison, went into the Army. And they had a going-away party for him. And he delivered me home a little tipsy. They were force-feeding me Stite, that malt liquor by Glick. And then I went on to play in a teen band in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin called The Lovin' Kind. And that was short-lived because, again, the group was kind of on the last leg. I guess it wasn't cool to be in a band anymore. And the years went by, played in some more bands, played in a group called the Pretzel Assassination, the Common People, and then a group called Spunk. And when that ended, I was helping my dad, and this guy came over to put in an external chimney. He said, I'm going to Montreal tomorrow. And I paused and I said, would you mind company? And that's how this song came along. Snowy night in Montreal. Mother Spring is soon expecting. And the lady down the hall is surely unsuspecting. When I see her, all I want is your love. Snowy night in Montreal. The Habs are out there skating. And as I watch the alcohol turns my thoughts to hating. What I really want tonight is your love. It's a slip and get up journey from the city to the mound. Uphill to McGill is all but fun. I'm fondling a Molson, caressing this guitar. It's a party fit for two, not for one. Snowy night in Montreal. My inside slowly churning. All I gave you was my all. What's love for if not for spurning? When I want more than life itself is your love. The drive across the UP has me wishing I was home. There's more Bondo in this car than there is steel. At the border they inquired, had I something to declare? How are they to know what I feel? Snowy night in Montreal. So the radio is saying, here the rain begins to fall. My mind is still replaying those majestic memories of your love. Mm-hmm. Snowy Night in Montreal. Wrote that about 77. My, these songs are getting old. I'm going to cruise over here and see what Bob Muscovitz has to say on Facebook. Well, I am here, and I do apologize. His last comment was, where are you? No music yet. And it wasn't the faders I forgot to turn up. It was the on and off buttons. Now, if I was lucky enough, like our my co-host, or not co-host, but buddy host here at RadioNorthland.org, Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ, I would have a producer in the studio would be turning all these buttons and doing everything, and then I would, of course, not have to do that. I could just concentrate on this music. Gordon Lightfoot, big influence on me, and I want to wish Gordon Meredith Lightfoot the second a happy birthday tomorrow. He will be 79. Isn't that something? 79 music. Hey, Bob, do we have music yet? I hope we have sound. Looks like we do. Well, we're waiting for a message here. This tune I wrote after going to my first Lightwood concert back in 97. Your smile fixes me up when I'm broken down. Just one of your smiles, and I'm heaven bound. Fire in your eyes, melting the ice here in my heart. I'd walk 100 miles for one of your smiles. There was a man, captured your heart, and then he smothered your smile. He put it on hold for an awful while. Left you a child while he ran wild. Wild as the wind, he wouldn't cross the street for something as sweet as your smile. In jeopardy after the first one you gave to me. You flashed another one, and I was your slave. Your smile colors my world when I'm feeling blue. Each one of your smiles comes in a rainbow hue. I feel electricity shoot through my soul. I'd walk 100 miles for one of your smiles, for your smile. Well, of course, when I'm rehearsing it at home, it goes perfectly. As I mentioned, I was in a group called Spunk that had Don Karski on drums again, the guy from the Esquires, Bruce Bjork, Rick Stenner, and myself. And if any of you are aware of the music scene in Twin Cities, you'll know that Rick Stenner is a stellar bass player and an old friend. And it's kind of funny because I was playing with him in the Common People, and Rick was playing guitar, and I was going to join the band on bass. And then I fiddled around with the guitar, and Rick said, well, I think you should play guitar. I think maybe I should play bass. So if anyone's listening down in the Twin Cities and they know Rick Stenner, I was there when Rick Stenner first said, maybe I should play bass, because he is one heck of a bass player. But Rick and Donnie didn't get along that well, so Rick exited, and we brought in a young 19-year-older from Princeton, Minnesota, named Don Cords, and he was going to play bass, and I was going to continue on guitar, and of course with Bruce Bjork on guitar, and Don on drums. I don't think I mentioned Bruce's name. So Don came down, and he picked up a guitar, and he started playing, and Bruce turned to me, and he said, looks like you're playing bass. So I was one of those many guitar players who was the least talented electric guitar player in the band who switched over to bass. I don't know if that's the way it happened for you, Bob, but Bob says, things sound great. Good. So I'm not going to do really any funny songs tonight. I'm in kind of a pensive mood. In 2004, we had a 30-year reunion of our group, Spunk, at the Dell's House in St. Croix Falls, and Don said no. That's Don Cords said no. And I was just flabbergasted. I didn't know what to do, because we had this big plan, and I'm of the opinion when you belong to a band and they're going to have a reunion, you be there. It doesn't matter. You got to be there. You can't say no to the guys. But Don did. So I wrote this song kind of it's called The Dream. What gives you the right to trample on the dream that's been asleep way too long. I've got something that I have to prove, not only for me, but as much for you. I've spent countless hours working on this dream. It just can't up and go away. Far too many people are involved. Hopes are set so high, they scrape the sky. I've set aside my pride, tossed away my fears, to care about the things that I've neglected for these years. You don't realize this thing that's going on is bigger than the two of us could possibly have thought. And I can't pretend to know what's on your mind, but if you look inside, I know that you will find the answer. Won't you pretty please simply change your mind? Sit back and just enjoy the ride. And imagine all the fun you'll have. Reliving the past is such a blast. So set aside your pride, toss away your fears, care about the things that you've neglected all these years. You don't realize this thing that's going on is bigger than the two of us could possibly have thought. And I can't pretend to know what's in your heart, but if you look inside, I know that you can start the process. Yes, so the dream. And what made it kind of hard on me was that I had gone into hiding for about 15 or 20 years and didn't keep much contact with my old buddies. And I said, I'll swallow my pride and I'll do this reunion and it's going to be a lot of fun. And Don said no. But Bruce's wife, Julie, keyboardist extraordinaire and vocalist, step up the plate. And she learned 40-some songs for two nights. Two nights, we packed them in. And it was one of the, probably the musical highlight of my life. A tune called Tailspin. Many possibilities, which one will prevail? Traveling at the speed of love, much to no avail. But if a friend is all you want, then a friend I'll be. Searching for your golden heart leaves me all but numb. How exasperating this journey has become. But I can't bear the thought of you with another man. Every time I think of you, I go into a tailspin, and I fear out of control, crash and burn when I discern that I may never hold you in my arms. It Is this fact or fantasy? Tell me which is which. You can turn it on and off like a power switch, but I can never disconnect what I feel inside. Every time I think of you, I go into a tailspin, and I fear out of control, crash and burn when I discern that I may never hold you in my arms. What will it take to make you tether your heart to me before I run aground to the sound of love that dared to be? Every time I think of you, I go into a tailspin, and I veer out of control, crash and burn when I discern that I may never hold you in my arms.
Kind of how I felt when I saw Bunny for the first time. 729. Wow, we're doing good halfway through the show.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yeah, don't have a lot of beer news tonight, but I was going to relate it, though, to or any new beer news, something old. Now, when I played in the Tremadons, we'd go down to the Pines Ballroom in Bloomer, Wisconsin. I was 14 years old, and I didn't even look 18 when I was 28. So I don't know how they got me in, but somebody looked the other way, Albert Schwab, the owner. And on the way back, they'd always buy a case of Brunig's beer brewed in Rice Lake, Wisconsin. And it's no longer going. According to their Facebook page, they were forced out of business by larger breweries who have since been purchased by other breweries, and the hits just keep on coming. The owner of the page, but there were four generations of brewing people there in the Brunig family. The manager of the site is still the member of that site, is a member of the Brunig family. He's also a very poor speller, he says, therefore people need to be careful when reading this stuff. But it was the best tasting beer made in Rice Lake, and I never liked beer. It wasn't until I turned about 50 that the craft beer industry really took off, and Carl, your host, liked beer. You're listening to Carl Enbehan, host of Minnesota Homebrew, and it's all about me tonight, I guess, by request. And doing original songs. A song I played at open mic last week. I'm going to capo it up at 4. It's called Caught Out in the Rain. I've never felt so all alone. Our future so unknown. My only friend is fear. I'm dying of exposure over here. There's a thunder cloud above and a shadow on our love. Will it soak me to the brain?
Don't let me get caught out in the rain. You're an unexpected umbrella. You're a sturdy canopy. You're a newspaper over my head. You're the branches of an evergreen tree. You're a W-O-L. But only you can quell the torrential pain. Don't let me get caught out in the rain. You're an unexpected umbrella. You're a sturdy canopy. You're a newspaper over my head. You're the branches of an evergreen tree. Maybe someday I will find an oasis in my mind and let it all go down the drain. Don't let me get caught out in the rain. When it's clouding up, I'm uncertain. Will you be there when the chips are down? And when the water's rising, will you hold my hand and head for higher ground? Maybe someday I will find an oasis in my mind and let it all go down the drain. Don't let me get caught out in the rain. Don't let me get caught out in the rain.
I have a little frog. It's not a frog. It's kind of a tadpole in my throat. Get a drink of water here. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew every Thursday night, 7 to 8 p.m. We're going to try to do this the fourth Thursday of every month. Now, I know what you're saying. This isn't the fourth Thursday, and that's because it's Thanksgiving next week. I'm going to pre-record, so I wanted to just kind of flip-flopped here, the old switcheroo. If you've listened to this show, you know that I love to read. I always have a book. I've read all of John Grisham, David Baldacci, all of Lee Child's books, and just wait for the new ones to come out. In fact, my buddy Andy has the new Jack Reacher book I'm going to borrow here in a couple days. A tune called Reading a Book. When I'm reading a book, I try not to get shook over grammar or matters of style. I just try to enjoy the methods they employ. Then I'm ringing a bell, or I'm off to Rivendell, or I'm watching for Boo from my tree house. When I'm reading a book, when I'm reading a book, I often have to look up a word that I don't comprehend. If I'm finally vexed, I read it in context, and I'm rowing my bride into Switzerland by night, or I'm going to trial with Dimitri when I'm reading a book. When I'm reading a book, sometimes it's 'cause I cook and I'm finding a new recipe, trying to make me some sense
of the ingredients, then it's time for me to risk tasty tapas or a bisque, a paella or a lovely ceviche. When I'm reading a book, I'm climbing with Sir Hillary, hunting bar in Tennessee, plugging dikes on the Zuider Zee. Guess what I'm be when I'm reading a book? I'm the hero and the crook, but they never can throw me in jail. And they can't take my life by pistol, rope, or knife, 'cause I'm setting my sail, trying to find the mighty whale, or freeing David from a big block of marble. Yeah, when I'm reading a book, 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 when I'm reading a book.
Hey, I ended it on the 6th, just like the Beatles did on She Loves You. They didn't like the idea, but George Martin said, give it a try. And it's not the only song they ended on a 6th. They had a few others. Oh, so where did I leave off? I played in Spunk. Then I went and became a restaurant manager, got married. My friend Bruce from Spunk talked me into coming back to a club he had bought in Osceola, Wisconsin, called the Grizzly Den, and we were in the club band there, and that didn't last real long. There was some inner strife there, which caused Bruce and me not to talk for about 15 years, but we got back together and have been fast friends now for the last 15 years. High school classmates, and love the man dearly. And after that, I joined a group, it was supposed to be a four-piece group called the Edsels, but the girl singer bowed out very quickly, and we became a three-piece 50s and 60s band, of all things. One guy, Tom Brown, great singer, doubled on guitar and keyboard, so he had a little variation of stuff going on there. Jim Raymond on drums and myself. And that's the longest group I was ever in. We started about 1981, and I think we broke up for good in about 87. And during that time, I started teaching English at Elmwood, Wisconsin, and didn't really do much but haul my guitars around and store them under the bed. But then everything has been kind of spotty since then. Played in a three-piece group called State Buckboard. Then we became Stagecoach, did duels with Bruce, did solo work, and when I was teaching, I actually dropped out of the Edsels and got into a three-piece group with a couple of farmers. Best time I ever had in the band. Crazy guys. We were called the Original Replicas. Yes, we were. Here's a song. Let's see, called I'm out of tune a little bit here. There's a room in my heart where no one can go into, except when I go there to break up my day. It's a room where we sit holding hands in the sunlight and fritter the hours away. There's a room in my heart full of love, full of laughter, where no one can bother our daily routine. A magical room full of frolic and fancy, where we are a king and a queen. And the room stays exactly the same in honor of you. There's a room in my heart, others try to
to get into, but I block the pathway that leads to the door. For those uninvited, I turn them away and I sit by myself on the floor. And the room stays exactly the same in honor of you. It's my inner sanctum, impervious to the world, with walls as thick as the years. Things comfortably old here, nothing new, only for me and you. And I lock up the room when the world comes a-calling, and tuck in my pocket the key to my life, and live for the moments that I can return to the room where our love is alive. And the room stays exactly the same in honor of you.
Of course, I hear all this instrumentation going on, and percussion and harmony, and all you're hearing is just the bare bones of it. And it sounds like maybe I should record someday. Well, we still have about 16 minutes here. This is a tune, fairly new song, probably 5-6 years old. I haven't really written anything of note lately. I got to kick myself and start doing it. I do go open mic the second Thursday of every month at TJ's Tavern in Oakley, and we have a songwriting challenge for December to write a Christmas song. That ought to be interesting. I've written a few, but I still recall the sound of your voice, the blue of your eyes. If I had the choice, I would go back to that moment when I first saw you. I still can feel your gentle touch, holding that hand I love so much. So I live for that moment when I first saw you. I looked up and there you were, pretty as can be. It felt like a mighty wind had just flattened me. And how was I to know that moment would be? The first of many. I close my eyes. I see your face. I hear your laugh. I know your grace. I'd give it all for that moment when I first saw you. That moment I first saw you. That moment. Fun stuff. So what did I do after, I played in the original Replicas, and then I went back into restaurant management for a little while. What a mistake, my Lord. It just wasn't for me. And then got asked to be back in the Edsel, said no. Got into the employment and training field, and I really haven't been in a band since 87, other than a reunion of kind of the Edsels. We called ourselves the Retreads. We played two or three gigs, and that was it. And do some solo work, and thinking about throwing my hat in the ring to play at Half Brothers Brewing Company in Grand Forks. I've never played this song before in public. It's called But I Didn't See. I was up on the stage, you motioned me to draw near. Smelling of patchouli from ear to ear. But I nearly dismissed you, thinking that you simply weren't my style. And you not so innocently hit me with that smile. You proceeded to kiss me into reality. With nothing but a guitar between you and me. Then that unassuming room became a kaleidoscope of light. Colors dancing up and down to decorate the night. You were the woman for me, but I didn't see. You were the woman for me, but I didn't see. You invaded my thoughts and I couldn't stay away. I the mighty hunter and you the prey. But in retrospect, I unaware stepped into your sights. Then you squeezed the trigger off and I was dead to rights. You were the woman for me, but I didn't see. You were the woman for me, but I didn't see. I didn't see what was right in front of me. Such innocent love, I was a fool who threw away the best thing to ever come my way. You were the woman for me, but I didn't see. You were the woman for me, but I didn't see. You were the woman for me, but I didn't see. There you go. Never played that one before. So, would I like to get a band together? Yes, I asked my friend John Kimball from TJ's Tavern if he'd like to get a three-piece group together. Not play dance music, but just to play anything and write music together as a group, really a creative venture. But John is far too busy a guy to do something like that, and I sure understand, if you only know. Busy guy. Here's kind of a country song. It's called Blame It on My Heart. Might have played it before in the show. I've been sitting in my room over the weekend, watching rerun after rerun, drinking Zima till my eyes float, feeling sorry for myself. Pushed aside a plate of yesterday's spaghetti, much too drunk to see how petty all my problems are compared to what's playing on the evening news. Don't blame it on my parents,
than the stars around the planets, or even where the room is in my chart. Don't blame it on my diet, you'll never know unless you try it. Don't blame it on the actor or the part, you can blame it on my heart. So keep on kicking me, I'll never know the difference. I'm too tired to mount a defense. I'll roll over out of deference to the man I used to be. Just go buy a leather lazy boy for me, and we'll agree to disagree, and duct tape the remote to my free hand. Let me surf my life away. Don't blame it on my parents, on the stars or on the planets, or even where the moon is in my chart. Don't blame it on my diet, you'll never know unless you try it. Don't blame it on the actor or the part, you can blame it on my heart. Blame is not the key, it's negativity. So when you point a finger, know to swear the other three are pointing. Don't blame it on my parents, on the stars or on the planets, or even where the moon is in my chart. Don't blame it on my diet, you'll never know unless you try it. Don't blame it on the actor or the part, you can blame it on my heart.
Yep. Doing original music by your host, yours truly, Carl M. DeHaan, here on Pioneer 90.1. And don't forget to stay tuned for Gypsy Outlaw Country Hour with the Jensen sisters. Two very fun girls. Met them at the state fair. We're going to have them into our studio one of these days. Yes, I grew up in a small town, St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. Well, actually, 7 miles out of town on a hobby farm, but once I turned to teen years, I wanted to be in town. We live in a small town with nothing around us for miles. I'd lay wagers us teenagers are collectively bored out of our skulls because they roll up the sidewalks at exactly 11 o'clock. There's a siren and it's crying, get your ass off the streets, you're only a nuisance in Squaresville. Squaresville, Squaresville. We asked the city fathers if they could intervene, build a place for us to hang out and we keep our noses clean. But they just called us riffraff and sneered at our request. So we're wandering the lonely streets, I think you know the rest. Just look at our parents, they're really no different from us. And they wonder all asunder, how drunk can we get before it's tomorrow in Squaresville, Squaresville, Squaresville. We duck into the alleys and hide behind the shops, or run until our lungs burn, all to avoid the cops. But they show us no mercy, they show no common sense. What's being young and vulnerable a capital offense? We're sick of this small town, we're complain till we're blue in the face. They don't listen, so our mission
is to split from this scene. We're never returning to Squaresville. 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 We're blowing Squaresville. Yeah. Time for one more song. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. We'll be back taped for our Halloween show. We'll try to find some songs of thankfulness. Don't forget, when it comes to beer or music, think quality over quantity. Stay tuned again for the Gypsy Outlaw Radio Hour. Thank you for joining us. And this is a song from my wonderful wife, Jane. It's called Superman.
Everybody knows I was but a shadow of a man. Then you came along, all as if it were a master plan. You empowered me. When you say there's nothing I can't do, and I'm glad to see, I know all my weaker days are through, and life with you is anything but ordinary. You make me feel like Superman. I feel so alive. I'm loving every single breath I take, and it makes me smile thinking of the super love we make. You have such a knack of bringing out the very best in me, and it's certain that I can be whatever I can be. And the truth is, you're the one with magic powers. You Superman. I know I can't stop a train or fly around the world, but you make me feel as if it's possible. It's possible. Wonders never cease. How you took a lump of common clay, made a masterpiece. So I thank you every single day, 'cause life with you is anything but ordinary. You make me feel like Superman.
Night. See you next week on Minnesota Homebrew.